You're the only thing that's coming in. I'm getting started from my better sense. Nothing on the FM. See, I've been praying for a signal, a sign that you haven't sent. You might be an angel falling from the heavens, or a stranger from a garden party, drunk and roaming ever since.
Welcome to Coleman Live on 95.5. It's good to be back in the studio. We've got Danielle to my left. I am Christopher Greer, and sitting across the table from me is Pastor Derek Sherrill, who is my pastor. I understand you were dressed up last night, Pastor Sherrill.
I was dressed up.
We were dressed up.
Trunk or treat. And just say that President Trump and his wife showed up. And
well, I did hear that someone mistook her for a Secret Service agent.
You know, I waited all night in my neighborhood for Donald Trump to show up, and he never did. Well, I should have come to visit y'all.
But he was you should have. Church.
You never know when he's going to be at New Life in Arab. We had
it was
good
huge.
Turnout.
It was
yeah,
huge.
It was huge.
Huge.
Christopher, did you dress up?
No, I did not dress up. I was doing the daddy thing, escorting my little girl who was dressed up as one of the Incredibles. And my boy, who was a stormtrooper, they did trunk or treat and actually did their first house to house trick or treating last night. So that was a whole lot of fun, and it's just cool seeing that wonder in their eyes, and you know, telling them a little ghost story or two as you're walking down the street and seeing them actually get scared. You know, we always start the show with prayer, and tonight's not going to be any different. Pastor Sherrill, would you mind opening up with prayer for us?
Yes, sir. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity that we have and this platform that you've given us to share your word and to encourage and uplift and strengthen people, God. I pray that your anointing and your power will be with us tonight, as it always is. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're going to let you get into the word here in just a moment. Before you do, I was going to tell everyone, and we'll say it again later on in the show. I am a member of New Life Church. You are my pastor. And I am very proud to say that. We're doing a Thanksgiving fundraiser. And if anybody out there is interested in smoked turkeys, we're going to be selling smoked turkeys. They're 16 to 18 pound smoked turkeys for $30. You pick them up at the church. Yeah, I mean, it's really a steal. You can pick them up on the 20th or 21st at 2 to 6 p.m. If anybody out there is interested in that, get in touch with me, Christopher Greer, on Facebook, and I will hook you up. But we want to buy somebody's turkey for them this year. So, one lucky listener, next week, not this week, but next week, on our show, we're going to do a call-in, and we're going to buy your turkey for this Thanksgiving. That winner, whoever calls in, the turkey's on us. So, anyway, you guys listen in next week, and if you're interested in some really good smoked turkey, get in touch with me. With that, I'll turn it over to you, Pastor Sherrill. Thank you so much for being here.
Well, it's my privilege and honor to be here, and I'm thankful. I'm thankful for so many things. You know, we're going into Thanksgiving season, but I'm thankful for so many things. Thankful for just the love of Jesus Christ. And if that's in place, then everything else begins to just take care of itself. But as I debated tonight which direction to go, I always try to come in and use this platform as a great audience of people who may be needing something special.
Right.
And I started thinking about, and I do this quite a bit, but I started thinking about myself and paralleling myself with what I've needed to hear in times past. And so I started thinking about a story in the Word of God about a dad. And the dad had two sons. The Bible said he had two boys. And they had everything that they needed. You know, everything was situated. Everything was set up for them to have success. But one of the sons came to dad and said, "Dad, I want what's mine. I'm moving forward." And I've got two sons.
Right.
And they've made some of those comments to me before of when I turn 18. Well, they're 19 and 21. They're still at daddy's house.
Right.
And I'm good with that. I'm all right with that.
And they're good boys. Both
Thank
of
you.
Them are.
Thank you so much. But I have experienced those moments where they came to me with these wild comments or questions or ideas that I just had to somehow or another, you know, divert them into a different direction. But I wonder what went through this dad's mind as this boy came up and said, I'm ready to take what's mine, my inheritance, and I'm going to invest it the way you did, and I'm going to do the things that you did. I'm going to make you proud, Dad, because that's what we boys want to do. It's a pride right. thing. I want to show my dad that I can do what my dad's done. Along the way, evidently there was propositions and there was opportunities and there was failures and there was faults. And before he knew it, this young boy had found himself at the bottom of the heap.
Right.
It was so bad that the Bible tells us that he had joined himself to a far country, a stranger in a far country. And he had went from being an heir to what his dad had created for him to now he's a slave. And he's working for someone that he don't even know.
So he purposely allowed himself to go into bondage because he had no other options.
He had no other options because he had spent, the Bible said that he had spent all that he had and was in want. And there he went and he began to work for someone that he had nothing in common with. And he went from being a ruler, if you would, and at the end of the story it goes back and it shows the authority that he truly had. But he went from someone in authority to someone that was bound in slavery. He was in bondage. And there he began to work for someone that he didn't know. And they didn't even take care of him enough to feed himself, because the Bible said that he was just about to eat what the hogs ate. He was feeding the swine. He was just about to eat what they ate. And the Bible said that he came to himself. That is the key phrase in that whole story. Something triggered inside of his mind. He came to himself, but he was willing to go back home and do the same thing that he was doing there. He just wanted to go to a familiar place. He said, I'll go and be one of my dad's servants. I'll be content right. with that. But there's something about the mercy and the love of God that if God's ever placed authority or a calling or his touch or gift upon your life, you're never going to be satisfied as a servant to sin. No matter what sin, the Bible says sin is, there's pleasures in sin for a season, but that season always ends. And then what?
Yep, and then you're left right back where you started with that empty hole.
Yeah, and so then you have to start rethinking and revamping. And how many times have I said, I'm gonna serve God, but I don't want to do anything else. I just want to sit here and be a Christian. Well, guess what? If the touch of God's on your life, you'll never be content just sitting there being a Christian, because there's that draw and that call. And so this young man said, I'm walking home. Mm-hmm. But when I get there, I'm going to serve because I'm unworthy. I can see him walking down the road, and he didn't have time to stop and take a shower. He'd been living in the hog pen. And the Bible said as he came down the road, he looked up the horizon and his dad was standing there looking for him, which is a type of Jesus Christ that waits and watches for us and protects us and longs for us to come back to him. And the Bible said when he saw his son, he ran to where he was. Man, that's powerful in itself.
It is.
That I'm a failure and I've let you down and I told you I was going to make you proud, God, and I told you I was going to do everything I was supposed to do, but here I am failed again. But God's standing there with open arms saying, come home.
Yep.
He ran to where he was. He grabbed him. And they went back to the house. And then the dad began to make some statements that confused some people. He said, where is the robe? Where is the ring that signified the authority that he had before he ever left home? He had these signets of authority in his life. And his dad didn't come and kick him and stomp him while he was down, but he brought him back into the house. He placed the authority right back on him, and he looked at the people and said, where is the calf? Go get the fatted calf. We're about to have a party.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big barbecue. They had brisket. And they began to sing and dance and party and have a good time. And it's nothing more. The Bible says that all of heaven rejoices over one sinner that repents.
Right.
This signifies this boy coming home is a type of repentance. He comes back home. The Father is a type of God who watches us come back, even in our mess. These people, and if you're listening to me tonight and you think that you've got to get everything right before you can come home to God, forget about it.
You never will.
Your ducks will never be in a row.
Nope.
You bring your herd of ducks, your flock of dirks. Dirks Bentley. You bring your flock of ducks to God and let God line your life back up.
Amen. That story has always resonated with me because I was the son. I was the one who went off and did all the things that I wasn't supposed to do, and you know, I finally hit that rock bottom.
Yeah.
You know, I finally came to myself. And the beautiful thing about it, and I say this when I give my testimony, you know, when I finally turned back to God after 2 decades of running away from God, I didn't have to go look for him. I didn't have to go to back home. I didn't have to travel here or travel there. As soon as I turned back around, God was one step away waiting for me.
Right.
With open arms.
That's right. Because while the boy was still in the pig pen feeding the pigs, the dad was looking down the road every day.
Yep.
He was waiting for the boy to come to his senses.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking for the opportunity. And so you may be listening to us tonight, and you may feel like you've gone way too far, and you're way too deep in your sin and your mistakes. But I'm telling you, God is waiting with open arms. Just come home.
Yeah.
The authority, the gift, the power, the love of God, it's there waiting on whoever you are. But all you got to do is just come to yourself and say, you know what? This lifestyle is not taking me anywhere but down.
And I've had people tell me, well, I can't. I've done all these wrong things in my life. You know, I've committed all these different sins and all these different acts. When you go to God and you repent and you ask God to forgive you, it's done. It's over with. There's mm-hmm. no gigantic book of blame that God's,
right.
you know, going to pull out at Judgment Day. If you ask God to forgive you, he forgives you.
Right.
His forgiveness is never ending.
Amen. Amen. So whoever you are today, wherever you are, I hope that when you're listening to this, that the Spirit of God is pricking your heart and sending out a mercy signal to you. To where you are and just saying, come home. Don't worry about your past. Don't worry about anybody that you've affected along the way or infected along the way with bad attitudes or seeds that you've sown. I'm just telling you that when God fixes things, he fixes it right. There was a lady with an issue of blood that was considered unclean by law. And when she was trying to get to where Jesus was, she had spent all that she had and was nothing better, the Bible said. Everybody that she touched, according to the law, was made unclean. But she finally got to where Jesus was, touched the hem of his garment. He stopped in the road and said, who touched me? And then he healed her.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't stop with her. Because when Jesus healed her, everybody that she had made unclean along the way, that same power and mercy cleansed them. And they didn't have to go around, as the lepers would say, unclean.
Right.
Unclean. When God does something, he does it right. Just come to God and let God do what God does best.
And I would go so far as saying, you know, if you're listening to our voice on Facebook or on the radio, if you have questions, message me on Facebook. My name's Christopher Greer. I'll be happy to sit down and talk with you. I know Pastor Cheryl would be happy to sit
Absolutely.
Down and talk with you. If you're looking for a spiritual place to go, guess what? There's churches all around. It's not hard to find a house of God. If you're not sure of which one, you're always welcome at mine. Danielle would tell you you're always welcome at hers. You know, it's never too late until it's too late.
Right. Right. Well, it's never too late until you just give up and you throw in the towel. And when you do that, you walk away and you wade through the blood of Jesus Christ to continue throughout your sin. And the escape is made.
Yeah.
The doorway is open. God's just saying, come home. Just come home.
Good stuff.
Sometimes the most simple things that we talk about and we bring across are the things that dig down to the deepest parts and the deepest points of our lives. Because it's the Bible is a mirror.
Right.
It calls it a looking glass. But the Bible is a mirror. And if we'll read through this, we'll find where we are. And when we find where we find how to get out of where we are. And that's the powerful thing about the Word of God, that is alive. The Word of God is alive.
It doesn't matter how big of a mess you're in.
Yeah.
He can fix it.
Amen. Amen. It's wonderful stuff.
Well, that one is completely nothing. Somebody needed that power.
Somebody needed that word.
If you're traveling through or watching on Facebook, if you're from the Arab area, we're a New Life Church. We're at 515 Second Avenue Northwest, right behind Black's Furniture, right across from the Food Land grocery store there in Arab. And then, like Brother Greer said, there's churches that are hungry to share the Word of God with you and share truth with you. When you find the house of God, find somewhere that's going to tell you the truth without fear or favor. And when that Word comes to you and becomes alive in your spirit and your heart, I'm telling you, God has a plan for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Cheryl, thank you so much.
We love
for
you.
Being here.
I love y'all. Thank you.
You know, it's always great to have you come in and bring the Word. You know, this is kind of my vision and Danielle's vision. You know, we do this, we love doing it, but we do it for God.
Amen.
And that's what we try to do in our lives and everything we do. You know, and sometimes I fall down.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and sometimes, and my wife's in the room right now, so I don't need anything from the peanut gallery saying amen. But, you know, sometimes I drop the ball, but God's always there to help me up.
Yeah.
You know, and He always will be. And I try to do everything I can do to give Him glory.
Yeah. Well, it's not how many times we fall, but it's how many times we get up. Micah 7:8 says, "Rejoice not against me, O mine enemies, for when I fall, I shall arise, and when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me." That's powerful stuff right there.
Amen. Well, I believe we're about to go to a break. Pastor Cheryl, thank you so much for coming tonight. We're going to have Brett Greer come in, and we're going to talk and hear some music here in just a few minutes. You are listening to Coleman Live on 95.5, Coleman's only independent FM station. We'll be back after we pay the bills.
Something strong that I'm feeling. You're either in my bed or my head, never leaving. You think it's crazy when I say you're the one. You say, what do you know about love? What do you know about love? Believe me, if I could, then I would lose your mind.
You're like me, and have rented storage spaces in the past. But it never fails. You want to move furniture or get out seasonal decor on a Sunday afternoon or late evening. And of course, you can't get access to your storage space. Well, the Skinner family at In-N-Out Self Storage has made sure that will never be a problem again. They are all about making it convenient and safe for you. In-N-Out Self Storage is conveniently located on the south end of town, just off First Avenue. Otherwise known as that back road running parallel to Highway 31 beside the railroad tracks. They know exactly how to make it easier on those of us always in a hurry by making it possible to rent a building and access it at any time. A self-service kiosk, think Redbox for storage, or a website that loads easily on your mobile phone, giving you access to rent 24/7, 365. In-N-Out is locally owned by longtime Coleman residents and business owners, and they've thought of everything. They provide high-tech 24/7 security, spaces of many sizes for all of your needs, storage for those holiday goodies and decor, and even a place to safely store your boat or RV. Climate-controlled storage is also available. It's In-N-Out self-storage for the win. You can even tell them you heard about them on Live 95 and get a free lock or discount on your rental. More information is available on their website, innoutselfstorage.com. Or by phone at 256-576-9169.
No longer new, but still all Coleman. We are Coleman's independent radio station, Live 95, WRJMLP, Coleman.
I read a blog today from a runner who said he noticed a difference when he smiled and nodded and gave thumbs up to drivers who passed him while he was running. He said the difference was significant. When he expressed a little acknowledgement, he could sense it being sent back. I think it might be time to realize that this observation is true in every circumstance, whether it be relationships, customer service, leadership, or parenting. When we acknowledge and show respect and kindness for others, it comes back. It comes back in a lot of different ways. Sometimes in thanks, sometimes in improved behavior, but most of the time in kindness return. It's a wonderful circle that should never be broken. What we have learned is simple. Thoughtfulness given leads to thoughtfulness returned. Kindness shared leads to kindness received. Give it a try. It'll come back to you, and it'll make your world a little kinder. I'm Ed Horrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution.
Are you a talented artist, baker, or candlestick maker? Then you'll want to be set up at Maker's Market, happening December 15th from 9 o'clock until 4 o'clock, right in the middle of downtown Coleman at the Fest Hall Market Flats. Located in the heart of Coleman's beautiful historic warehouse district, vendor applications are being accepted now. More information on the festival itself or how to become a vendor, you can visit the Makers Market page on Facebook, or you can send an email to makersmarketcoleman@gmail.com. It's the 2018 Makers Market coming to downtown Coleman, December 15th from 9 until 4 at the Fest Hall Market Flats.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant, has been a proud supporter of Live 95 since the early days. Angela at Scissor Salon does her best to keep you looking your best. Haircuts, colors, perms, scissors can handle them all. And walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. 735-3089. 735-3089. Scissor Salon, Highway 278, just east of the water plant. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to the studio. This is Danielle in with Coleman Live on 95.5. In the studio, I have Christopher Greer, my co-host, and my partner in crime here on radio. And we have an awesome young man in tonight. And I cannot wait to introduce you guys to him. Little side notes that I have. Check me out on One Stop for Coleman on Facebook. A local advertiser, any type of church bulletin or any event that's going on in the area, I will advertise it. Also, the turkey giveaway will be done on the 15th of November. We will also have Genesis back in studio, and I'm very excited.
I'm very excited about that.
Love Genesis. They rock. I don't. There's no other description
they're
for them.
Sort of a gospel bluegrass band. I guess that's. They've got a bluegrass kind of sound to them, but they sound so good.
The talent between them five people is like phenomenal. You know, of course, every week I get to listen to Tim, and he's just amazing. But the five people combined together is just wow, just show stopping in my opinion. So, welcome into the studio, Mr. Greer. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So, tell me a little bit about you.
Well, I grew up in Hart, so I moved to Charlotte, North Carolina in '98 from a job. And then I recently moved back in February. For the last 14 years, I've been playing music across the United States all on my own. And I had bands located in several different spots, Cleveland, Ohio, Tennessee, North Carolina, South Carolina, and now I'm back home. So, I love playing music, and I've been able to help literally thousands of people through my music, and I'm very fortunate for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just continued on playing, write songs, and I do a lot of benefits, do a lot of memorial services and stuff for people who've passed on, funerals and stuff like that. So I'm very fortunate that I'm in this position to where I can use my music to help people. That's my whole goal.
No, wait a minute. There's a little bit more here. So let's dig a little deeper because that's how I am.
All right.
So you've had an experience in your life that you have been able to share with others aside from your music and your songwriting.
Right.
Would you please elaborate to our audience?
Sure. About 10, 12 years ago, I found out that I was going to go blind. I have an hereditary disease, and I've kind of kept it quiet until here as of late. I was fortunate enough to be a part of the Cleveland Sight Center. I found out, I went up there to play for some for the blind kids for Christmas one year. I flew to Cleveland and got to play. And then they asked me to paint a picture. And so I was just like, I don't paint. And so they told me what it was for. And it was a nationwide contest, and if you won the contest, then they put your pictures on a Christmas card, and they sold them across the United States, and they raised money for blind people in the community. So I was like, absolutely, I'll paint you a picture. I painted a picture, and I ended up winning, and so that was really cool. And then the news in Charlotte, North Carolina, found out about it, and Kristen Hampton did a story on me on Channel 3. That's WBTV out of Charlotte. CNN picked that story up, and it went nationwide. So I got letters from all across the United States from people. Went to 16 major venues across the United States, 16 major platforms and cities, anywhere from Seattle all the way to Miami, New York, all the way out to California, and a lot of places in between. So I started getting a lot of letters from people wanting me to paint them a picture. And told them I didn't sell my pictures, but if they'd make a donation to the Cleveland Sight Center, I'd paint them a picture and send it to them. 25 pictures later, I kind of started painting for myself a little bit. You know, things started slowing down, and they asked me to enter the contest again, and I won again. And so I'm just very blessed. I'm very fortunate about that. I've been able to help people in many different ways.
No, painting is not all that you do.
No, it's not.
I have some beautiful pieces here that I've been honored to for you to give me. And,
yeah.
Will you tell me a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, me and my mom, we started Cotton Pick and Pottery Company. It's here in Coleman, and we make pottery and we go out to shows and sell it. We also do the Empty Bowl program, which is a statewide program. They have one here in Coleman. We were asked to be a part of that, and so we're making soup bowls, and then they fill them full of soup, and they give them to people in need in the community, either the homeless or people that don't have a way to eat for the holidays. And so I found out that I could throw pottery. I was taught by a man in North Carolina named Jack Sexton and Grace Carr out of JS Pottery in Stanley, and they're both master potters. And so I kind of took to it, and my mom liked it, and so we decided we'd start a business and try to sell coffee cups and try to help out where we could in the community. And it's just kind of blown up from there. We've got pitchers and mixing bowls, cookie jars and butter bells, coffee cups, spoon rests. We make because of the cotton pick and pottery, we changed. We took that name on.
I love this.
And so we started putting cotton all over everything, and that's our little niche that we found that people really, especially around here in North Alabama, this is cotton country, and in Mississippi, people around in this area really, really have gravitated towards it and really like what we do. So we've just continued on and expanded what we've got and tried to put cotton on everything, to be honest.
So how rewarding is it for you to put your hands to the clay?
It's super awesome to see a lump of clay sitting there on the wheel and it spins, and to actually make a piece of dirt into something that people can hold and use and touch
and treasure.
And yeah, and it's, you know, I love giving pottery away. I love getting my paintings away. I love giving my pottery away because it's something from my heart, and it's something I hold really dear to myself, and it's dear for me and my mother both. You know, I treasure the relationship I have with my mother and father through this pottery, and it's done nothing but grown, and it's been a real blessing, and it's great to see somebody's face when you give them a coffee cup, you know, and they see it. And to me, to be able to give somebody something that I made from pretty much nothing is it's really special. It's not like you go to Walmart and you buy a coffee cup and hand it, you know, and I'm not knocking that. That's great. It's the thought that counts. But to be able to give somebody something that you actually physically made from nothing, in my opinion, is awesome. It's beautiful. It's really rewarding.
I want to share with you what I feel when I touch it. It reminds me of a person who God has molded and shaped and formed.
Yeah.
He's handed off to give use to.
Yeah.
And uses for.
You know, when every time I sit down and throw, I think of that. I think of
That's what comes to my mind when I hold this cup.
Yeah.
And my feeling inside this room right now, because most people that know me know that I'm a very emotional person when it comes to perception of people, and I read people really well. And your testimony is in this clay.
Well, thank you.
And your testimony is in the fingers that you play that guitar with, and you're writing, and I just feel it, and I have to say it because this is part of my show.
Well, thank
you. And I'm going to own it. So that's what it reminds me of. That's the feel that I have. It is a God-given talent, and I appreciate you in so many ways because the analogy that you use, no different than the way Brother Cheryl comes in here and spreads the gospel, uh-huh. is you're doing the exact same thing.
Well,
and your testimony
you.
May not be the same as Christopher's or the same as mine, and his talents may be different than yours and mine. But your talent, young man, is right here and well, right there. And I am very blessed to have you sitting across from me.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I'm lucky to be here.
So tell me a little bit about your music.
Music saved my life. I was down and out in a really bad spot. And I met a man named Kyle Miller who totally changed my life. And he heard me sing one night, and it was really just a fluke. I got dragged in to sing karaoke one night, and I've never even seen it before. And so I got signed up by somebody, and I got up and I sang a song, and Kyle heard me that night and gave me his phone number. And later on I found out that it was really a blessing for both of us because it saved my life, but it literally saved his life. He was going home that night and was going to end his life. And
wow.
And to see, I seen him several times, and then he put a guitar in my hand, and it totally changed my life. Because at the time, I was going, like I said, I was going through a really difficult time, and all I could think about was that over and over and over. And for the time I sit and played guitar, tried to learn how to play guitar, I taught myself. I forgot about all my issues and my problems, and so it was. It was a getaway from me at first, and then it was like a medicine to me that I really needed. And then I found out that I could give that medicine to other people, and it would do the same thing for them as it did for me. And so since I found that out, I've been doing nothing but trying to give my music away and trying to teach as many people as I can freely. I don't charge to teach them how to play guitar. It was given to me freely. And I tend on giving it freely to everybody who wants it.
And I'm one of those people that you gave it to. And now I've taken that gift, and now I give it away freely.
Right.
And it just, that's what you do.
It just grows. It just grows and grows, and it helps people. It helped you.
Oh, it probably saved my life.
Yeah, and did me the same way. So it's a very powerful thing to me. It's a very emotional thing to me. I put everything I have into it because I want to do the best I can. And I just want to help people with my music. You know, I try to sing encouraging songs or songs about my experiences. And Chris writes most of my stuff for me. And I add my little thing in there to try to make it mine. And we work together, and I'm very lucky to be able to work with my family and my brother. And my buddy Kyle on a really yeah. close basis. It's a real close-knit group of people that it's awesome.
Yeah, and I think Kyle's a brother. You know,
absolutely.
You know, he for me and you both. But the first song you're going to play, I think you and Kyle wrote together, did you not?
Yeah, wasn't that long ago. It was about a month and a half ago when my buddy Kyle called me. And he gave me an idea. And he said, "Brett, I got this great idea. What do you think?" And I went and grabbed my guitar right then. I grabbed a piece of paper and a marker, and we sat down and we wrote this song, and it's called A Girl Who Talks to God. And it's a great song. I love this song. This is one of my favorite songs that I do. And it really means a lot to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to introduce Brett Greer.
God. She's gotta have faith like a rock, strength. Troubles roll on by, 'cause I wanna be that guy. Show her what love feels like. Everything that a man would do. I've always been the kind of guy. I pray before I cry. When the rain don't come, I still got you. But I see a big old cloudy sky. Please don't pass me by. I need a few more days where the sky ain't blue. 'Cause I need a girl who talks to God. She gotta have faith like a rock, strength. Troubles roll on by. I wanna be that guy. Show her what love feels like. Everything that a man would do. Seen you hit your knees, praying strength for me. The wind picks up, rain played off the tin. Some moments just like this, you and I first kiss. Here we are, dancing in the rain. 'Cause I got a girl who talks to God. She has faith like a rock. Troubles roll on by, 'cause I wanna be that guy. To show her what love feels like. Everything that a man would do. So beautiful, crying in the rain. So I got a girl who talks to God.
My song.
You make me cry. Three times I've had to stop myself during this interview because you're about to make me cry. Jennifer's right. You've got this fluent flow about you when you strum that guitar. It's in your hands. It's your hands. That's what it is. I know. I completely agree with you.
Well, you're
a very talented young man.
Well, thank you.
And it's a very inspirational story that you have shared with us tonight through your paintings, through your pottery, through your testimony, through your guitar, and through your voice. And I appreciate you so much here tonight.
Well, thank you.
You going to play us another one?
Yeah.
Please do. What are you going to play now?
Well, this is a song called Way Up There.
Way Up There.
It's actually a good story about this song, where it comes from. Should we share it?
Yeah,
share
it. Absolutely. I think so.
I started writing this song in what I call my dark days, you know, when everything was crashing down around me. And I couldn't finish the song. I had the verses, but I couldn't find the chorus and I couldn't find the music because it's a happy song and I wasn't happy. And I remember I gave it and a couple of other songs to my brother for safekeeping. And he gave them back to me when I met somebody who got me in a place where I was happy. And she's in this room right now. It's my wife. And Brett gave me back that song, and I finished it up. It took like 5 minutes. So the song's called Way Up There.
Yeah.
Again, Brett Greer.
Couple more days and I'd be coming home. But the stars, they don't notice, they keep shining on. Do the stars know what love is? Do they know all about that pain? Are they still shining when the tears fall like rain? Do the stars know the difference that you made to me? Do they know when you're happy? Do they think you can see? Can you see us standing in daylight, loving each and every night? Can you see how much we've grown? The greatest gift I've ever known. In this heaven that we share, do they know how much we care? We up there. See when we're laughing, do they know when we cry? Silently above us in that dark night sky, this love that we kindle will outshine them all. As the stars above us will eventually fall. Can you see us standing in daylight, loving each and every night? Can they see how much we've grown? Greatest gift I've ever known. In this heaven that we share, do they know how much we care? We up there. Can you see us standing in daylight, loving each and every night? Can they see how much we've grown? The greatest gift I've ever known. In this heaven that we share, do they know how much we care? We up there. They see our souls laid bare, way up there.
Beautiful. Just beautiful. I am just blown away at how much talent there is between you two. It's just amazing to me for so much talent to come out of one family.
Oh, I'm just playing follow the leader.
Yeah, follow the leader,
I was going to say, you haven't met the other brother yet.
No, I haven't. Does he play too?
He plays, how many instruments do you think Derek plays?
He plays a couple.
Plays a couple?
Maybe a dozen.
Oh, my. That's interesting. Let me give Cotton Picking Pottery Company a big shout out. You can contact them at 256-737-1873 and 704-609-4009. So you can give them a call if you have any special orders. I'm sure they can accommodate you. You can check them out on Facebook at Cotton Pickin' Pottery Company. That's C-O at the end, please. Brett?
Yes, Maya.
Gosh, I love that. Yeah. He's so Southern.
Well, he's the Southern brother.
He's the Southern brother.
The middle one's kind of, how would you say, Derek's got more of a genteel accent. You've got the Alabama accent. I don't really have much of an accent.
I sound like the Lord. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, how can you get any bigger than that?
That's
you
know, right. Obviously. That's right. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
You know, I'd like to say hello to somebody up in Charlotte who's watching us, our old buddy Dano. He's watching tonight. Hi, Dano.
Dano.
Yeah, well, you're getting better on the guitar, buddy. Keep it up.
Well, I have a proposition for you guys, and I'm just going to put it on the table because I know I have the time to do it, and I'm going to. I'm going to be doing some charitable work with a couple of friends that I have met up with. Mm-hmm. And I know that you have talked about this before, and I really, really want to do this, and I need you to complete that.
Okay.
So I want to work with some veterans, and I want to put it on the table for learning the guitar.
Oh, baby girl, I'm all about it right there. Yeah. You let me know.
You just said where to work.
So, you know, I do the law show, Understand the Law, and I've had Blake West on, and he works with a lot of veterans, and I'm going to get with the VFW. I'm going to get with Saving Forgotten Warriors.
Yeah.
I've also met a gentleman from Dora, who is a vet that I'm going to accompany to dinner this weekend for a veterans program, and it's a formal, and I'm excited. And I want to utilize your skill if you will give me the pleasure.
I will absolutely be more than willing to do anything for the veterans.
Absolutely.
Anything at all. I wanted to be in the military and they wouldn't allow me because of my vision. And so I've been trying so hard for years to try to play with the USO and play for the troops. Oh. I had it set up to where I was going to California at one time to go play near Captain Pendleton for the Marines out there. I had a buddy, Brian Calloway, who was out there at a base, not Pendleton, but next to it. And I ended up having kidney surgery 2 days before I was supposed to be there and ended up couldn't go play for the military.
Wow.
And I love the military, and I'm so dedicated to trying to play for the military. I just can't find a way to do it. You know, it's just any avenue I've gone down, I've gotten shot down.
And really?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't even get a response.
Well,
you know,
and
I really
want to. Would you be interested in coming and playing for Thanksgiving?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I'm going to be doing a couple events that I'm volunteering for, and if I can volunteer your service with me, that would be great.
All right,
I'd
cool.
be honored to have you.
Absolutely.
With me. That would be awesome. Christopher. Where you been hiding him?
Well, I've been trying to get him on the radio for a while. It took a while to get him out of his house. But you started playing out live again, you know, here in Coleman, and you can catch my brother playing live at different venues. You know, just keep an eye open, and you might see him out one night playing.
I played down at Grumpy's a little bit. I played at Moe's downtown.
Right.
I love Moe's.
Moe's is a really cool place. They got some good food. Grumpy's mm-hmm. has got great food, too. And both those venues have treated me wonderful.
Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out how, with all of you being related, how you sound so different.
Oh, yes.
How is that?
Well, I've always wondered about you. You know, because, I mean, our middle brother's a good-sized guy. He's sort of like me, and then there's Brett.
He's sort of like you?
Yeah. You know, but
I got pushed away from the table a whole lot, so.
Right.
Now, are you the youngest?
I am the youngest.
Oh, yeah. Christopher.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the youngest, but, you know, we always sat down and had dinner as a family and everything. You know, I don't speak like anybody else in my family, with the exception of my grandfather. I think I sound closer to him than anybody.
Yeah, he's a trip.
He's a hoot.
Yeah,
you definitely got the southern slang.
Well, yeah. You know, it's like Ralph Stanley said, you either got it or you don't. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that you can fake. You got it or you don't. And I mean, this is me all the time, you know. I'm just pretty relaxed. So I'm
you're very here. Comfortable.
I'm here for the ride
in the
baby.
Studio. You are. I can tell. You're very, very comfortable.
You think you got one more song for me?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What's he going to sing now?
There's a song that my brother wrote called Hello Sunshine. He gave me a packet of songs. And
a lot of songs.
It was a
lot of songs.
It was a whole lot of songs. And, you know, I would go through and things that grabbed a hold to me. I would try to lay down, or I would try to put down with guitar. And this song really really hit me in a certain way. And I don't know exactly why he wrote it this way. But this song is about, in my opinion, this song is about me and my vision and what I deal with. It's something I don't really hide anymore because, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's getting to the point to where I just can't hide it. And, you know, I'm not afraid to ask for help. I didn't like it. I don't like it, but it's just the way it is. But this song is about, if you listen to it from an outside point of view, it may be about something different, about a girl or whatever. But with me, I relate everything in this song to my vision. So the sunshine, is actually what I'm going to miss the most, is the clouds and the sunsets. And so this song really means a whole lot.
This song will be this will be one that will get cut in Nashville before too much longer.
And we're going to get to that before the show's over, by the way.
Oh, we are?
Uh-huh, we are. So here we are again with Brett Greer.
One more time.
One more time.
One more time.
Gone. You fill up my world
Without you, there would be no day. All we'd have be the night. It's easy to smile when you're around. I'm so happy with this sunshine that I have found. Oh, I'm so happy with this sunshine that I found.
Makes me smile.
Makes me smile too.
That is fabulous. You are so, so talented. I just can't believe that Christopher's been hiding you from me.
Not by choice.
He's been trying to
get me in here for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm just pretty shy about it, you know. And
yeah, because shy just exudes off of you.
You know, the whole thing with me is this, really. Like, I want to use all my talents that I possibly have, whether it be painting or pottery or music, to do nothing but help people. I really do. It's my desire. Like, I want to get mine, too. You know, like, I want to be happy, and I want to have stuff just like everybody else has stuff. But I only want to have my stuff after everybody I know gets theirs and is happy.
It's the craziest thing. I had that conversation with someone today, and people say, well, you know, you want to put your happiness... You want to be happy. You want to put your happiness first. I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I want to do for someone else because that's what makes me happy.
Me too. Isn't it awesome?
It is. It's very rewarding.
It's a great thing.
Being self-sacrificial is what God expects out of each and every one of us. And when we can give up something for someone else, then we're doing it right.
May I say one thing?
Mm-hmm.
One thing. If anybody's out there and they need help for anything, if I can help, please get in contact with the station. Find me on Facebook, Brett Greer. You can also go to our Cotton Pick and Pottery Company page. Take a look at that. Contact me through that. I'll help anybody any way I can. And please go to Google my name and WBTV, Brett Greer, WBTV, to watch my story. And I hope it touches some people, and I hope it changes some lives.
Thank you so much for being in studio tonight. We have an open door policy here
on
Coleman Live 95. So it has been just a blessing to bring you in here. You have inspired me, and I'm sure you've inspired some listeners and some watchers also.
Thank
you so much.
Well, thank you.
So I'm going to attack, they were a little bit out, but I got to attack Christopher just a minute. You want to tell me a little bit about your Nashville experience, because I've been like, holding on to it for everybody. And
gonna have to save that for later. I gotta go, y'all.
Oh, okay. All right, Jay. We'll hear you.
We'll talk about that a little bit more on the 15th. We might even play a little bit of music from
Promises.
From what happened in Nashville. I'd like to remind everybody on the 15th, that's 2 weeks from tonight, we will be giving away a turkey. Let us buy your Thanksgiving turkey. We'd like to do that. Tune in and we'll tell you how. We're going to go ahead and close the show with prayer.
Please.
I'd like to thank Pastor Cheryl. I'd like to thank my brother for being here. And thank Danielle and Jay and everybody involved with the show. Let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick. Heavenly Father, thank you for this night. Thank you for this day that you've given us, for the life in our bodies, for the breath in our lungs, God. Thank you for the gifts that you've given us, for the fellowship we've had here tonight. We lift you up and give you praise and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Everybody, thank you for listening to us here on 95.5.
Coming
live on 95.5. I almost forgot. We will see you 2 weeks from today. And
I will see you Tuesday on Understanding the Law.
That's right. And as always, God bless you.
And God bless America.
Every word we can't take back. Because with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends.